101X, it's the Jason Dick and Friends Morning Show. Good morning, my friends. What is up with you? It's time for headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. This is normally the part of the show where I introduce my guy, Nicholas Haja. He ain't here, though. What the hell is going on here? So let me say hello to our new friend, Roxy Castillo, joins us in studio this morning. Good morning, Roxy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm here.
Roxy is a comic, is a wrestler, a burlesque performer, an HR specialist, a silly astrology believer.
Ooh, just you folks wait.
Shots fired from the beginning. New to the Jason Dick and Friends wheelhouse. It's early in the morning. Is this earlier than your normal call time?
This is way earlier than my normal day, but man, I'm pumped. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And don't worry, waking up becomes easier every day that you do it.
Yes.
That's totally false. It's still a nightmare for me 20 years later. So sorry to...
I used to work a bookkeeping job where I had to be at work at 6.
Oh.
So it's in me. But right. I graduated out of that.
Right. Okay. Well, welcome aboard, Roxy. And there he goes, my number one friend. I had a special song and everything planned for you today, but now I say you get nothing. What are you doing? What's happened? That was your explanation?
That's the best I got.
What? Because you were giving me 40% grumpy from the beginning today. And then
seems low, right?
Does that seem low? I would like 0% grumpy in the morning. That would be great.
I would love to not be grumpy in the morning.
Yeah, well, just tone it down a notch. How about that for an idea?
Best,
yeah.
Buddy.
And y'all are in the wrong business.
What's that?
Being up early.
Oh, no, it's not.
The
earliness has nothing. First of all, yes, we're in the wrong business.
Taking notes.
But I don't think it's being up early that feeds the grumpiness. I don't know. That's just what Nick has inside. You've only met Nick one time, and he's very nice to you.
That was so pleasant.
Yeah. You did.
I had alcohol then.
Forget you.
Ah.
Blank that from your memory, because, yeah, there's a different version of this guy that exists here. And I don't know what he thinks. He's just going to hang out and come in 90 seconds after the show starts and then... Blah, 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 blah. It's fine.
Y'all are cute.
You know what I mean?
I like this already. I like your dynamic.
I will never understand that, but I'm glad that people enjoy it.
Some people are about that.
Yeah.
It just Nick keeps flubbing up and making no excuses or apologies, and then people are like, oh, that's adorable.
I said...
That's adorable what Jason has to put up with. Isn't that not good of an apology? Isn't that great? I'm holding in my hand tonight's top 10. Oh, no, that's not what this is. Somebody, our friends over at NPR. Just kidding. They'd never be friends with us.
No.
I would love to be friends with them, but they put together a list of the top 25 Muppets. They asked more than 18,000 people. Said, what's your favorite Muppet? They said, anything's on the board. Any Muppet from any property, from any era is eligible. So the Muppet Show, Fraggle Rock, Muppet Babies, if you're one of those people. Sesame Street, obviously, even those little labyrinth rats that were running around there. Are you a Muppet person, Roxy? You like Muppets?
Am I a Muppet person?
I was going to say, I don't know you that well, but you seem like a Muppet type person.
I'm a Muppet baby.
Okay.
I'm a big fan.
Who is your favorite Muppet then? Who is the best Muppet? Because I'm going to tell you right now, this list is an outrage, okay?
Miss Piggy, hands down.
No. She's canceled.
Miss Piggy's canceled?
What happened?
No, she's not.
She is a little...
She's got consent issues.
Sexually aggressive.
Yeah.
But she's
got some anger issues as well. If we're taking out Pepe Le Pew...
What's
good for the skunk is good for the pig.
I am obviously not part of the Cancel Council 2021. Mm-hmm. They would never let me. You allowed to cancel women?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it happen yet?
We talked about it yesterday with the whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, where they somehow like tried to cancel each other and got shot by their own swords or to cut each other. I don't know.
Right.
Miss Piggy's, yeah. Right.
But you can cancel female pig puppets?
Sure.
Kermit is number one, as you would probably guess, I suppose. Yeah.
Is this weird that my Kermit...
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Yeah. My Kermit is specifically the Sesame Street Kermit, where he was an investigative reporter, not the Muppet Show Kermit, where he ran his own theater troupe.
Yeah, I guess kind of weird. I don't even know that Kermit that you referenced there. It's the Sesame Street Kermit.
Yeah, he would always come on. He had a trench coat and would do like news reports or the weather. But I think that was the Muppet Show Kermit just like acting as Sesame Street Kermit. So it's a weird little like Inception meta type thing going on.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I smoked pot when I watched Muppet Babies.
Kermit being number one, I got no beef with that. Gonzo is two.
Yes.
All right.
Fine. I like Gonzo. Sure. Why not? Number two seemed a little high. Yeah, but that's fine. Animal is three. The drummer. Okay. The drummer never shoots to the top of the list. Yeah. Your excuse for being late today. Yeah. That's Animal's number three. Beaker is number four.
Of course. Why?
Beaker, the scientist. Yeah, we're out of control here. You got to get all the way down to seven before you get to Fozzie Bear, who's obviously the funniest one around. Okay. Fozzie Bear's a joke maker. That's my guy, Fozzie Bear.
A Studebaker.
Excuse me?
That was this whole thing in the Muppets movie was Bear and a Studebaker.
Miss Piggy shows up at number eight. That's toxic masculinity. Again, you don't have a single female character in the top seven. What's up with that? Statler and Waldorf are number 10.
Boo!
Which I like
Boo!
Those guys.
Boo!
They don't like anything. I think they should be higher than that. Cookie Monster is 11. Big Bird is down here at 14. How can Big Bird not be a top 10 Muppet?
He's kind of a everyman, kind of bland and boring, but I would say that about Kermit.
Yeah.
Exactly. But Kermit is Kermit.
Ain't
no Muppets without Kermit.
Big Bird is one spot ahead of Janice, and I don't know who that is.
She's like the bass player for Dr. Teeth's Electric Light Funk Orchestra type thing. She's in the band with Animal.
She's stoned.
Yeah.
Period. Her eyes don't open.
Oh, you know
she's
what?
Like, yeah,
now you describe her like that, and I know which one Janice is. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe that's why people pushed her up the list.
Like all the puppets were stoned.
Does not seem like a integral
character. All the puppeteers were stoned.
What's up with this? And I feel like these are just the people at NPR trying to drive a wedge through famous duos. Ernie is 18. Bert's 23.
Bert's kind of a killjoy.
Bird is?
Like he's always fine. Everything makes him mad.
There's
always
grumpy Muppets out there. You're allowed to be look at yourself. People love a grumpy Muppet.
Yeah. I'm a Swedish chef guy.
You're a Swedish chef guy?
Now my white knight woken simpness is like, I don't know if like, because it's hergy, burgy, burgy, boo. Like, can you do that in 2021?
Because you're appropriating his language.
Swedes. That's not real Swedish.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
He wears a wedding ring. That's the one thing
The Swedish chef?
Mm-hmm. So he's got a lady, Hurdy Bird.
Okay. How come Statler and Waldorf get to be a duo? They get to be ranked together, but Bert and Ernie, they're all separate. I'm telling you, these are the NPR people trying to start a Bert and Ernie war.
No, this is because Jim Henson refuses to acknowledge that Bert and Ernie are in a homosexual relationship.
Yeah. Isn't Jim Henson well dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Rot well dead.
Exactly.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
101.
Morning X Sports.
Jason Dick detractors, hang out 1 second because your chance to beat me. Are you smarter than Jason? Win yourself $25 to spend at Haymakers. Coming up in just a second. Hold on for that. Our new friend. Roxy Castillo joins us in studio. Good morning, Roxy. How you doing?
Good morning. Go Nuggets.
Go.
I made a sport.
I did. I didn't quiz her. I just inquired as to Roxy's level of sports fandom, analysis capability, what she knew about the sporting world. And she says to me, I like wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said again, okay, I'll ask you about sports. And then she said, I like roller derby. And I was like, oh. But she did, all on her own, come up with a Go Nuggets.
Hey, I earned my paycheck for the day.
And you are, because you are of the Denver area, right?
Or
you're, you came here from Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You still hold all your sports allegiances to the state?
Go Rockies. We love sitting in that rock pile at the Coors Stadium.
Coors Field. Okay, pretty good. Sports brought to you by Pants. And Waco, Texas is the capital of the college basketball world. Did you guys get your one shining moment on last night?
Oh, yeah.
It was the college basketball national championship game last night, Roxy, and Baylor.
I set an alarm so I could wake up and watch it.
Hold on. I'll get to you in just a second. Baylor, 86-70, they beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga was 31-0 on the season going into that game. Yeah, undefeated. Nobody had gone undefeated to a national championship since, what, 1970s? Something like that. Been like 40 years. And Gonzaga was the favorite. Everybody, including this guy, was like, Zag's going to do it. Get out of here, Baylor. And right from the start, Baylor manhandling that little old team from Gonzaga.
Oh, so beautiful to see.
Is it beautiful to see?
Yes.
Why?
Because everybody was calling Gonzaga the team of destiny. They're one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah.
Just immediately, they're out of it. Immediately.
Down early 9-0 and eventually 29-10 early on. And I was like, you know what this looks like? This looks like a team from a big boy conference, a Power 5 conference, playing a team from the West Coast Conference and just having their way with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gonzaga's got NBA players, so I'm not sure if that whole thing holds up. Nick is the 50% owner of his own sports program, yet does not watch games. Am I to believe you watched this national championship last night?
I watched a scoreboard get updated.
What were you watching that somehow superseded the national championship of college basketball?
Season 8 of Modern Family.
Yes.
Phil and Jay just went in on some property because they wanted to build Dumphy Towers, but it turns out it was built on methane and sewage, and so they had to turn it into a parking lot. Then they argued about which of the parking lot attendants they wanted to have. Phil wanted someone who she was very talkative, whereas Jay wanted a guy who barely spoke English but worked hard.
Great.
And then they determined that the girl who knows all the people, like, she was better at the job.
Roxy, you like Modern Family things? You
know, no, but if this is sports talk, maybe I'm in.
I made a decision to binge it because I lost track of it when it was first on air, like after the first couple of seasons. And we are now into, like, all the kids are grown up and nobody, like, they're not cute anymore.
Right.
They're on, like, their third generation of child actors to play. It's like, it's just, at this point, it's just a grueling, like, marathon trying to finish. So, yeah, it was a waste of time. But I don't have live sports.
Aside, you don't what? It's on CBS. It's literally in the air. Look up into the air, and it'll come down into your television.
It didn't work on my laptop, man.
Oh,
so.
Shut the f- that is.
Thought about coming over to hang out with you, but
don't. No invites exist. Hey, Roxy, professional comedian, take this idea and make it into $1 million thing.
Got my pen.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Modern Family spoof, Moderna Family.
Moderna Family.
We all just sit around with our vaccine side effects, or we complain about how the Pfizer vaccine is better than the one that we got, or I don't know. I don't know what happens in Moderna Family.
Ed O'Neill still won't take it.
Is he an anti-vax person? Yeah.
He was just the grandfather patriarch of the show.
Right.
He's kind of curmudgeon-y.
Yeah.
With his hot wife, though.
Okay. Is he the Sofia Vergara is his wife?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the Modern Family parts. Maybe that's why I'm struggling.
Sounds like you do.
I'm struggling with my...
It's in the air.
I know some of the people. I know there's a Stone Street up in there, and that might be it. That might be all that I can offer to you.
I love sports.
Yeah. Moderna Family, that's an idea waiting to happen, though. Congratulations, I should say, to the Baylor, who's just an hour up the road. We probably have the Waco people listening to us right now. Does it feel different in Waco today, now that you guys are national champions? A long way from 2003, when their coach, Scott Drew, first got the job, when their players were literally killing each other. That's a real thing, Roxy. In 2003, they had to fire their coach and clean house in the athletic department because one of the basketball players killed one of the other basketball players. Yeah,
and then the coach tried to cover it up by making the victim look like he was a drug dealer.
Like a tarp?
The previous coach, and they ran him out. And they bring in Scott Drew, and he said then, he's like, I'm here to win a national championship. Mm-hmm. And now 17 flipping years later, I can't believe it, Scott Drew, but you did it.
Wow, it's so quick that you turned them around.
How many years do you think it would take you to win a national championship?
I probably couldn't do it, but also just like after 10, I'd give up. I would be like, I can't do it. Sorry, guys.
We have a Haymaker gift card to give away. 512-835-1015. Go eat, drink at Haymaker. On us, if you beat me, we need a contestant right now for Smarter Than Jason. 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
What up, what X? Jason, Dick, and Friends. Nick is here, of course. Our new friend Roxy Castillo is in studio. Is going to get to push the buttons in this segment. This is going to be the highlight of your day, Roxy.
Truly,
I'm telling you.
Truly, truly.
A Haymaker gift card could be yours right now. Go!
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, JP.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
What's up, JP? It says on the machine here, it says JP. Yes, you're JP. My JP, you know how it works. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck to you, my man.
All right, JP, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer three questions. And if you get more right than Jason, which you will, you will win those gift cards. Hey, I mean, I'm just telling you. Let's see. We've got today canal trivia, famous criminals, or reading is fundamental, which is about trivia about kids' books. Canals, criminals.
Let's do the criminals one.
All right. What serial killer performed at children's hospitals as Pogo the Clown?
That's John Wayne Gacy.
That is correct. Give him some applause.
I've hit the button.
Yay! Give you both applause. That's the only time there, Roxy. Number two, Lizzie Borden received widespread publicity throughout the U.S. for killing her parents using what grisly method?
She used an axe.
Yes. Chopped them up with a hatchet or axe. And number three, what well-connected actor was naturally one of the more famous victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme?
Ooh.
What well-connected actor?
Was it Robert De Niro?
You know what? That may be it, but I'm looking for Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon was one of them. But that's all right, JP. We're going to get Jason back in here. That's fine. All right, Jason. JP chose famous criminals and got 2 out of 3.
All right, then, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Average performance from you.
Yeah.
How's Roxy with the buttons?
She's good.
Yeah?
She's good.
Oh, dear diary.
Did you? Did you touch any other ones? I would feel free to explore the button space. There's all kinds of fun stuff on here, man.
I want people to tune in for the week to hear me
and your
get
button,
to know the buttons.
Your button evolution?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. This is my favorite part of everything in here. That's the job, man. It's pushing the buttons. All right? That's
man, did this dude just did this?
Hell yeah. All right. gimme.
What serial killer performed at children's hospitals as Pogo the Clown?
Educated guess. Give me Gacy, Bob.
That is correct.
What was the category?
Famous criminals.
Criminals, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up with that? It seems like a bit of a downer topic.
I was a little bit inspired by your Bumbleina's recent birthday and her love of serial killers and murder books and things.
Okay.
Yeah.
My girl likes murder.
Roxy. Good for her.
It's fine. Yeah.
Also, I have a trivia website that I use that has a random button and spit out criminals. So I was like, oh, that's fun.
Nice. Yeah. Good job.
Number two, Lizzie Borden received widespread publicity throughout the U.S. for killing her parents using what grisly method?
Lizzie Borden.
Watch out for those Lizzies.
Of the milk fame.
Mm-hmm.
killed her parents.
Using what grisly method?
Fame. Do we get a time to the window on this whole thing? No time window?
I did not tell JP a time.
Okay.
You want me to handicap the trivia for you?
No. I was just wondering if it was in the question and I wasn't paying attention. No.
They answered pretty quick.
I don't know the answer. I am going to say dismemberment.
She chopped them up with a hatchet. We're looking for chop them up with a hatchet axe.
What does dismemberment mean to you?
Several different things. Could have been with horses.
Excuse me?
Tie them. That's the thing that they used to do during like the olden days is you would tie a horse to people to horses.
Oh, I wish
like their
that's
arms
what she
and legs,
did.
And you go, yeah, and they all take off, and then.
Does that count? And that's dismemberment to you?
I mean, if you're dismembered, they took all the horses right away with all your members.
I feel like to chop them up with an axe. I gave you the technical term for dismemberment. That's fine.
Board.
That's
famous fine. Criminal. I wanted an axe.
I don't know. I did all not right. Famous to me, man. All right.
All right.
I don't trade in those dark circles that you guys do.
We'll take it up at the committee and see what they decide.
Okay.
Played under protest. Acknowledged. Number three. What well-connected actor was naturally one of the more famous victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme?
Naturally.
Well-connected actor.
Well-connected actor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You said naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are clues, right?
They may be bad ones.
I don't know what you're... Well-connected actor.
Mm-hmm.
Ponzi. Well-connected. Is it in there? What's in there? Sure, I should have read the news and known the things. Natural? I don't know. I don't know. Well connected. What are you trying to tell me, man? Okay. Give me Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Oh. Kevin Bacon. Because he's connected to everybody by the 7 degrees or 6 degrees.
Right. Yeah.
You know what? I just got that.
Yeah,
that just,
I get it now. What about the naturally thing?
Just because he's well connected, so naturally like, he was one of the victims.
Why naturally one of the victims? I don't understand.
Because he's connected to everything, so naturally he would be involved in this scheme as well.
That doesn't seem natural to me at all.
No.
All right, JP. The judges have sided with you on dismemberment things. So congratulations, my man. You're going to go to Haymaker. Hold on.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.